Welcome to the TalkPoint Knowledge Series. Hi, we're Heather Roy and Simon Ewing-Jarvey.
Hi.
And TalkPoint is our boutique business consultancy. That's talk as in leverage, not talk as in chatting. Our business is leveraging your business to reach its potential. We really enjoy helping businesses change to make them operate smarter. So that clients know what we offer, we've developed the Business Talk Cycle. You've already seen the cycle on our website when you clicked to listen to this podcast, but it might help to look at the cycle while we talk you through it. So Simon, how would you summarise the Business Talk Cycle?
Well, in summary, it's 10 programs. Most are a day long. A couple of them have a second day choice, and it's built around a performance management cycle. So if you imagine the sort of normal 8 nodes running from governance through strategy, developing and testing that strategy and plan, setting performance measures, developing individuals, then their teams, looking after risk or managing risk and business continuity, and then also about executive-to-executive deal-making, where there's not a lot of formal training on offer, but where the big money changes hands.
Cool, and then that sort of comes back to governance again at the top.
Sure does.
Okay. So governance is the logical place to start, and the experiential learning program that we run covers this area is called Board Talk. And when we're thinking about boards and businesses and organisations, the board is responsible for the what, and management the how. So Board Talk is the what. In Board Talk we cover everything from the makeup of the board through to that very vital CEO chair relationship.
Yeah, it's important though.
It is. The do's and don'ts of a good board meeting, including getting the papers right. These are all done through practical exercises using simulations and scenarios. We even have a mini board meeting to simulate the pitfalls and the good things that you can do to encourage the right behaviours there. You can listen to the Board Talk podcast to get more details on this.
Great. That governance is about setting the strategy, the guidance, the direction for the organisation. And we've got a program called Strategy Talk that looks specifically at that subject. And perhaps it's a good point for you, Heather, to just talk about how, in your experience, your board work and your strategy work links up, and what is on Strategy Talk?
Strategy Talk starts by separating strategy from tactics. The two things are really quite different, but people frequently use them interchangeably, which doesn't help. We use active examples to develop a strategy using the right tools for your organisation.
The sort that people will be familiar with, like SWOT and PEST?
Yeah, for the environment scan, that's right. We show how strategy can be a living document. It should be for every organisation, not just one that's tucked into the top drawer and forgotten about till the next strategy session. And we introduce people to testing strategy and business continuity. Check out the Strategy Talk podcast for more detail.
And it's really hard to separate a lot of what goes on in the business world and what goes on in the political world, isn't it? So many of you listening might not realise that Heather and I started working together first in 2002 in politics, and then we carried on from there into this world of experiential learning and the business simulations. And that brings us to our next program, Lobby Talk, which is the linkage, if you like, teaching the linkages between business and politics and government. Can you just give us an overview of Lobby Talk, Heather?
Yeah, it starts with the premise that lobbying is really important for just about every organisation, whether they recognise that or not. There's usually something that comes along to put a spanner in the works, and it's important that organisations, when they've got an issue that's important to them, have their say about it. They want to have some influence. So Lobby Talk looks at, it's a day-long experiential learning programme, and it looks at how you can have maximum influence. So we talk about how to make good submissions to a select committee. We talk about who you should contact when you want to lobby effectively, and we talk about the importance of networking. It's really important to know the right people to contact at the right time in all settings.
Now that moves us on to developing and testing the plan, and the first program that we have in that part of the cycle is called Leader Talk. And Leader Talk is, obviously it's about leadership, and that's something that's been studied so much and really is so poorly understood around the world. Lots and lots of theories, lots and lots of books been written, and plenty of people have got very rich talking about leadership, right? But leadership is a process, and it's about appropriate behaviours for leaders, and it's about appropriate behaviours too for followers, which is something that's not often talked about, and the common or shared purpose that they have formed up around. And we talk people through all those three parts via simulations, examining the role of the leader, examining the role of the follower, and also the importance of developing and clearly communicating that shared purpose. And following along from there, in the testing of the plan, red team talk. Heather, can you just give us an intro into what red teaming is?
Yes, it's about taking your opponent's view in many respects, so putting yourselves in their shoes. The best way to test your own strategy is to attack it as if you were your major opposition. So we take people, put them in that opposing setting, and make them attack their own strategy. It's amazing what insights they come up with when they see that for themselves, and it then allows them to take a step back and see whether the strategy or the plan that they have in place is the right one for where they're at.
Now, moving on to performance measures, we've broken the performance talk program into two, so two separate days. Useful if you go on one before you go on two, but you know, not essential.
So performance talk one is about setting expectations. What might somebody coming along and participating in this day-long session likely see, Simon?
Well, it's skills that everyone should have, no matter what sort of environment they work in. It's about asking great questions, and it's about listening for meaning. And then we show people through developing their own key result areas how to set up performance indicators for staff, write goals, write objectives, not only for yourself but for your staff and your teams. It's about assigning resources like budget to plan, aligning goals within and between teams, and simple performance management things like how to tell someone that they're doing a great job or there's something they need to fix.
And the second day, performance talk two, is about reviewing, developing and rewarding. So what could people see there?
Yeah, well, you set up some expectations, some targets, and then further down the track in the year, that's the time for the dreaded performance assessment and review, and people get very anxious about these sometimes, but also people get very bothered if they don't actually have a performance assessment and told it's explicitly how they're doing. And we talk about setting up personal development plans there, how to manage poor performance, and also about the appropriate reward and remuneration systems that go with how someone is actually performing. There's lessons to be learned in that which we can feed back into the business planning cycle too, Heather.
And I guess this is all done in a very hands-on way again.
You betcha. Everyone is working in pairs or groups for the entire 2 days of these sessions.
So linking all of these things together is an effective team, and that brings us to our next experiential learning program, Team Talk. So for teams to work well together, we need to understand several things. We need to understand ourselves well, we need to understand each other, and we need to understand the business and what needs to be achieved to get things started. It's not till all of those things happen that the important job of working effectively together really begins.
This really sounds like the sort of thing that would be better done off-site, Heather.
Yes, this is a two-day residential program, so we take people out of the comfort zone of their own working environment, and we use simulations and collaborative activities to build effective teams. And we work with the leaders of the business to design a bespoke program before we start that's tailored to the needs and the personalities of all of the individuals involved. And at the end of those 2 days, participants will leave with a much better understanding of themselves and how they contribute to the business of building all-round success and satisfaction for the business.
Yeah, and don't worry, it's not in Waiuru, and unless you really, really want to, it doesn't involve high ropes courses either. Moving right along, Risk Talk addresses the business continuity side of being in the market, and I think the COVID-19 events have really brought this into front of mind for a whole lot of people, right?
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's examining their business continuity plans at the moment.
Yeah, so Risk looks at identifying not only what risks exist for the business, but also what your tolerance for risk is, the same way your insurance agent might ask you, or your investment advisor might ask you, you know, whether you want a high, low, or medium risk KiwiSaver plan, for instance. And you will come out at the end of the day having developed the framework for your own organisation's business continuity plan, and the way that you'll monitor that, going test that and monitor that going forward. And that brings us to the final part of the business talk cycle, and that's negotiate talk.
So what sort of negotiations are you talking about in negotiate talk, Simon? Are these low-level sales, business to customer, or are you talking more about business to business deals?
Well, it's definitely the latter, Heather, and there's not a lot of training really on offer for senior executives to do the sorts of big deals, mergers, acquisitions, collaborations, partnerships, joint ventures, you name it. And usually these skills are passed on in a mentoring kind of relationship, but we offer a full-day program where you can come along and you can learn the techniques of negotiation, valuation, sales, how to close the deal, specifically for senior business leaders.
So there you go, that's the business talk cycle. Plenty for everybody there, lots of professional development opportunities, not just for the leaders and businesses, but sometimes some of these talk programs are very good too for more junior staff.
Yeah, so if you'd like to learn more, go to our website, talkpoint.co.nz. That's TORQUEPOINT, not the gum flapping variety that you're hearing here today. And we're also on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we're on LinkedIn. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.